you can see, there's this one student in my 3D design class with David Korf, and I got to tell you, his work, his design work is just phenomenal, and, it's because he's determined. He's determined to get that job as an architect in the future, as a designer. He just wants it, and I believe that SE4 and the classes we offer here are essentially helping to push those people in that direction, letting them know what they can achieve and what they have to do to get further. So, yes, I believe that SE4 can indeed keep up with larger universities.
What's your city or township of residence?
I'm from Yale.
So. Graduate of Yale High School?
Yes, I am a graduate of Yale High
year?
School. 2009. Okay. Class of 2009. So.
Standard spelling both names, Doug and Johnson?
Yes, Doug or Douglas. I really don't mind either or. I'm very.
Is next year your last year at SC4?
Hopefully it will be. I don't want to make it sound, don't get me wrong, I love SC4. It's just, this will be my third year here, going for a second year degree in the art program. In the art program, the way you have to take the classes, they're blocked, and you have to take them in exactly the right order, and unfortunately my first and second semester of my first year, I was working more with the macro program because I did not know what I wanted to do. So in the second winter semester of last year, I realized what it was that I wanted, so... Hopefully it should be. So,
with that said, and realizing as a student the difficulties of getting your classes done because of timing and when they're available, do you see that as a possible project that student government can tackle, because it is difficult for a lot of students? The classes aren't available, but only in certain specific mm-hmm. semesters, and it stretches out a two-year degree now into sometimes a three-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do believe that is something I could work on. I actually never thought of that. If you don't mind, I might take that. No,
I delivered it to you.
See, the problem that I ran into was is I had talked to the student advisors in the enrollment offices, and they had told me they helped me set up a set schedule. Well, I ended up talking to David Korf, like I said mentioned before, the head of the art department, and he had told me that it depends on who you get, but they're not exactly sure on how the blocking works, how the actual communication designs and liberal arts degrees work. So I think that if we were to hold like an awareness day about preferably like a month or maybe 2 weeks before enrollment opens, then that would be the best way to get a hold of the students who are going to re-enroll and continue their path towards their specific programs. And I think that would probably really help. It would address what degrees degrees and what plans have what blocking issues and which classes you need to make sure that you're taking, so you can take them in this semester. So that is definitely something that student government can handle. So.
If you had 5 minutes alone with Dr. Pollack, the college president, what would you talk to him about? Because it's very difficult to get that man pinned down.
I think I would talk to him about student government, past and present, things that he wants to see from student government, and anything that student government or any clubs, for that matter, can do to help him. I'd probably also talk about mm-hmm. current events, because I would be very, very nervous.
As student government president, do you see yourself being a student body liaison or an administration liaison or a combination of both in your duties?
I assume it would be a combination of both, but I'm a student here. I